Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with the Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you all week? We started off shaking the Monday morning blues with the Due Time crew, and our conversation was about those red flags. Pay attention to those red flags within the first 6 months. What were some of those red flags? What about when your partner uses attacking language in the relationship? Or if there's name calling and all kinds of negative conversation, should you pay attention to that? Absolutely. Don't ignore that. So many people ignore that. And they live to regret it. What about not willing to listen? Oh, my goodness gracious. What are we doing? If he's not willing to listen to you, then what are you going to talk about? If he's not listening. Oh, that's a red flag, and the Due Time crew thought that was a red flag as well. Well, what else? If they cheated on previous partners. Now, you know, we do understand that things happen, but do you really want someone who opted to cheat on their partner opposed to just leaving? I don't know. You know, something to think about. Well, last and definitely not least, we definitely want to touch if he's or she is surprisingly unavailable. Oh, yeah, unavailable during those times when you're looking for them, those times when they have maybe a set schedule where they're just going to be unavailable, there's not going to really be any explanation as to why they're unavailable or you can't find them, you may want to pay attention to that. Alrighty. Well, it wouldn't be a Monday morning finish properly if we did not get our switch tip with Shanti. Stop taking God for granted. Now, something to think about. You know, has God done so much for you that you really don't give God his just due in your life? You know, is it where we treat God like we treat people, that they can do things for us and we don't go back to say thank you? We don't show God what he's done for us matters. You know, this is what I'm seeing. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm seeing on a regular basis that people are really treating God the way they treat man. He gets no special treatment. He does not get treated like he is really the supreme being that really holds our lives in his hands. Yeah. And I think we need to make sure we start treating not only one another, but especially God, you know, in a special way, you know, and we don't take him for granted. And, you know, is that you? You know, it's not a blanket way we can treat people or take God for granted. You know, there's no standard mold, you know, at this. But it's something that you could be doing that just could be better, that just could simply be better. Could you be treating God better? That's the question. Okay. Don't take God for granted. All right. Well, let's talk about it. Tuesday, church folk, day rolls around. And, what was Tuesday's chatter about in the church folk department? Well, we talked about things that just ain't church. What are things that just ain't church? Now, listen, for the record, we're talking about how you can force up regular weekly services going to your local church and what you're using for substitutions. Well, I'm sorry. Watching church online is not church. That ain't church. Listening to that podcast ain't church. I'm sorry. I don't care how great they preach. I don't care how nicely they pray. It just ain't church. Okay? Going out for coffee with the church members, it just ain't church. No, you cannot substitute going out to church and getting a scripture in or two, you know, praying, holding. That's not church. You know, we're not talking about, you know, you going to church service and then on the side you're meeting maybe a girlfriend or a cousin, you know, to try to draw them to church. We're not talking about them. We're not talking about them. We're talking about really making it out to your local church building on the worship day. That's church. And that is only church. Yes, we know that technically the church is the body of Christ. We get it. We know that we are. But, you know, for the way we've always turned it, the way it's always been turned, you know, you're going to church, blah, blah, blah. You get it. There's no all this explanation needed. You get it. But church service, you go to church at 9 o'clock, you go to another church at 11:30, you go to another church at 1:45, you go to another church at 4 o'clock. No, that's not church. That ain't church. All right. Let's make sure we're not playing that game. Okay. Okay. Good. Well, Wednesday rolled around, and we had our socially conscious segment with our girl Vivian, and we talked about the fact that New York is not on the list of the top 10 high schools in the country. We also talked about we are number 3 in the best school districts, the top 10 best school districts, and what that means for New York City. And are we really not meeting the bar if we're not on that list? Okay. We also talked about, you know, the New Orleans Police Department is doing something just a little different. You know, instead of you going through the normal process of going to school, getting those college credits, and, you know, going through the police academy applications, and, you know, hopefully you know somebody so you can get in. Well, they're opening up the doors to civilian intake specialists. Yes. You know, where you're going to get an opportunity to get a chance to just simply apply. You don't have to have those college credits necessarily. And not only that, but they're also going to let the civilians start taking positions to do a little detective and investigative work. Yes, they're going to send them out on to sites to collect. You know, different types of, what do you call that? You know, stuff that that's getting left behind. Come on, help me out. Evidence, there we are. There we go. Evidence, you know, they're going to get an opportunity to collect evidence and things like that. And yes, we know that there's a chance that, you know, we can get some goof up. But I'm thinking that if they take the time to train these people properly, they may not do so bad. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, the ladies had that conversation, although that was Vivian's socially conscious segment. And we had a wonderful wrap-up with our Faith Over Fear segment with our pastor, Charlene Beer. And that's how we spent our Wednesday. Well. Therapeutic Thursday rolled around, and we had a little bit of fun talking about those things that people say, please stop doing when it comes to the wedding. Please stop it. Well, one of the things, with the garter being on the woman's leg, and then the strange man takes it off. Please stop it. Now, some people find that to be pretty fun, you know, and we know that, you know, we go back to saying you ain't got to be involved if you don't want to. Just sit back and just observe. Well, go to the bathroom during the summer, something like that. So we all know that we can kind of, you know, go do something else. We don't have to sit. We don't have to watch. We don't have to participate. So we know we don't have to do that. But, yeah. Some people say, please, leave that alone. What else did they say? Well, they also said, oh, here was a big one. Proposing to your lady on somebody else's wedding day. Yes. They say it's tacky. Please stop. Please don't do that. They also said the, what do you call those things? The souvenirs, you know, the giveaways. Come on, people. They say stop it. We all have stuff in our house that was a wedding giveaway, and some people still, you know, accepted for years. You know, Lady Tamika said, hey, I got stuff in my house that was given away at a wedding as a souvenir, and the couple ain't even together no more. Well, ain't that the way the cookie crumbles sometimes? Sometimes the gifts outlast the wedding and the marriage and the honeymoon. Oh, and the children and the grandchildren. Wow. Well, that's how it goes. You know, some things, you know, people, you know, don't quite bother some people about weddings, and then they're on the flip side of life. Yeah. You can get quite annoyed with the things that people do. Okay? All right. Well, today is Freestyle Friday. And we are at the end of the week. Is that reason to celebrate alone? I say yes. TGIF was always one of my favorite things. Thank God it's Friday. Woo! It's been a week. It's been a week. So, you know, we're glad to be together today. So, we're going to get this show started. So, go get that healthy breakfast. Go tell someone that it's due time. What Pastor Steph is on. And make sure you go nowhere, because we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maiti Kumkornrucha, an adolescent medicine specialist at Nicholas Children's Hospital. PCOS, also known as polycystic ovarian syndrome, is a disorder that causes menstrual issues within teenagers. It's very common, and this hormonal disbalance can also cause patients to have more acne, more hair in their body, and to develop cysts within their ovaries. While it is a common disorder, the treatment for PCOS is also very common. It would be the combination of birth control pills with the possibility of a medicine called metformin, and weight loss for some individuals that are dealing with insulin resistance and obesity.
Good morning and good morning again. Welcome back to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And it is Freestyle Friday. Oh, God has been so gracious to usher us into a beautiful, beautiful end of the week. And, you know, we're happy. We're happy to be together. We're happy that we're healthy and we're safe and we're sound. Right? Right. Well, I say let's get this party started. All right? Let's see what we're talking about today. Some stuff here. I want to have a little fun today. So, we got a couple minutes here. So, we're talking about things that were inconveniences in the 90s that don't exist today. Okay? What are we talking about here? Let's see. Oh! Remember this? Calling your friend's house and having to talk to their parents. Oh, my goodness. Do you remember that? Oh, wow. You always had to make sure that you were polite. You know, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, how are you? Mohammed so-and-so, Mohammed so-and-so. You know, you had to make sure you acknowledged people. Couldn't just call and say, hi, can I speak to Jane? No, they thought that was the rudest thing on earth. So we have come a long way because we don't even, not only that, but we don't even have to call the kids and speak to their parents. Everybody got a phone now. So even the 10-year-old, you know, you can call their phone and get them, you know, and say, hey, just calling to check on you. How you doing? Yeah. So, man, things are quite different than back in the 90s. Oh, remember this one? When you missed that episode on TV, you had to wait for the whole season to finish in order to catch that rerun. Remember? They had to play the whatever those 26 weeks. Remember, because back in the day, you know, they went from like 22 to 26 episodes in the season. And then they started off that round again. Yes. Now, you got 8 to 10 in some, you know, on some shows and some networks. Well, they're giving you 10 episodes for that season, and then you got to wait a whole year, you know, to get that again. Oh. Remember having to rush back to the TV after every commercial so that you wouldn't miss any part of the show? Oh, I hated that. And I hate commercials. I can't stand commercials. I would soon DVR something than to sit and watch. So I could fast forward the commercials. I can't stand them. I cannot stand them. Ah, what else do we have? Oh, remember the VHS tape? You had to rewind it and hope to get to your certain spot. Oh, my goodness. On the VHS tape? Now, come on. Give me a hit. 347-285-7777. If you can remember some inconveniences of the 90s that we don't have to worry about anymore today. Okay? No, remember this one. Remember this one? If you got lost, you had to go to a payphone and call the person and tell them, I'm on the corner of 5th and Main Street. How many more blocks I got to go? What direction? Oh, my goodness. Do you remember that? Or having to use a map. Okay? And having to use a map. And if you couldn't read a map, you were jacked up. You would, because that was just as good as nothing. Okay, I got a hit. Let's see what they're saying. Having to record shows on VHS and never recording the show from the beginning. Yes! Yes! If you didn't catch it from the beginning, you were messed up. Remember that? Oh, my goodness gracious. And it was like, okay, so what's the point of even having it on tape? You remember that? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Let's see what else I got here. I got another hit. You had to get up to turn the TV on and off instead of the remote. Yes, remember that? Now, that goes back a little further than the 90s, but yes, in the very early 90s, that's what you had to go through. If you ain't have no money to buy that TV with the remote, yep, you had to turn the TV off and on with your hand. And you had to get up. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Good one, good one, good one. What else do I have here? I'm getting some hits. Let me see. Remember this one? Okay, so remember you went to Blockbuster to get your videotapes, and you had to rewind the tape to the beginning, or either they charge you. Remember you get that penalty? Oh man, that was a good one, because I didn't even remember that one. Oh, I got another one here. Trying to run to the bank to beat the check before it bounced. Oh yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Remember that? You wrote that bogus check that you knew you didn't have the money for, and now you trying to stand at the bank door when it first opened to make that deposit. Oh, good ones. These are good ones. 347-285-7777. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here's another one. When you had to wait till 9 p.m. Oh, to call people because there was no such thing as unlimited minutes. Yes. Remember T-Mobile had your favorite five, and you could call these people. It wouldn't go against your minutes if it was before 8. Or after 9 p.m. at night. Yes, yes, yes. Remember that? And let me tell you, Shantice used to kill me. 1 month, she had 3,000 and something minutes. Yes, so needless to say, I had to pay that bill. Yeah, she liked to talk then, and she still likes to talk now. But thank God she's on her own minutes, and I ain't got to worry about it. Good one, good one, good one. All right, wait a minute. Keep on coming, keep on coming. Oh, remember the check cashing places? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, we don't have too many check cashing places now. But remember, we used to have to go to the check cashing place? And people who couldn't, no, here we go. Come on, check cashing places. Remember when you done messed up that bank account? And you couldn't get another bank account, and you had to go to the cashing place. Oh, now that wasn't me. But I tell you, I know many people who could not get that check cash or that that bank account. So they had to go to that check cashing place. All right, keep them coming, keep them. All right. Having to unplug the phone cord from the phone to plug into the computer. That was the only way you could get online. Remember that? Remember that? Oh, my goodness. And remember, in order for you to get on the computer, you had to hang up the phone. Couldn't be on the phone and get on the computer at the same time. Yes. So that goes into that unplugging that phone cord. Oh, my goodness. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, come on. The kids come in at 8:30. Too, unfortunately. I don't know what that means. Come on, give me something that makes a little more sense. I'm not reading it right, or I'm not understanding it, and you wrote it right. I don't know. Help me. Send me another one. Clear that one up for me. Okay. All right. What else are we talking about here? We got a couple of minutes to do this. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, remember when you had to take, when you took the pictures and you had to wait to get the film developed? Oh, and then the picture was blurry. Oh, man. Remember that? You used to have to wait to get them pictures developed. You go and you get that film, and they send you them pictures. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Pretty heartbreaking. Okay. All righty. Let's see. Ah, they said using those landlines and you have those super long cords so you could talk from another room. Yes. I remember that one. All righty. Remember the pagers? Remember the pagers? And you had to find a nasty payphone. You had to find a nasty payphone for when someone paged you. It's the only way you could call them back. Okay? All righty. What else? Well, listen, having to use a payphone was an inconvenience. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. They were so nasty. And you would wipe off the phone, and it would be so much dirt. So you'd have to talk like from a distance. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, here we got another one. You literally had to travel to your restaurant. No Uber, no DoorDash, no nothing. Nah, it was no door service. You got that right. Got that right. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. The long-distance phone calls. Remember when you used to have to try to get a long-distance carrier? Oh, no. Remember that? Long-distance carrier. So you were constantly jockeying between MCI, AT&T. Remember that? Oh, my goodness gracious. And anything outside of your local area code was considered long distance. Remember that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, somebody said, remember paper food stamps. Yes, I remember. And remember, you couldn't break the book. You couldn't go into the store with a five. Like, you could only go into the store with loose ones. They, if you wanted to spend a five or ten, you had to literally take the book because they figured that somebody sold you the food stamp. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. No, I want to say, remember getting food stamps. Boy, that's been out of my league for a long time. Yes. They need to, lower those numbers so we can get some food stamps, man. Oh. Yes. Oh. Why somebody says, remember 1-800-COLLECT. Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. Oh, my goodness. That one, I don't think I ever would have remembered. 1-800-COLLECT. Wow. Wow. What else do they have here? Oh. No, remember when you were set up a time to meet with somebody and they were late and you couldn't call them? Man, you'd be standing there waiting, trying to figure out where they were. Oh, my goodness. Boy, long gone those days. Oh, this is a good one. They said having to go get a newspaper to figure out what time the movie started that you wanted to see. Yes, remember that? Wow. Oh, they said, remember having to go to the internet cafes to check your emails. Yep, if you didn't have a computer, that's what you had to do. Wow. What else? Oh, remember this one? Okay. Remember you had the, they called it a, oh my goodness, what's the thing with the cartridge? The little portable thing. Well, anyway, they call them a disc man. And remember, if you move too much, it would skip the disc. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness gracious. Remember that? You could listen to a good song straight. Wow. 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 Okay, so I remember my sister had the radio and I had the tape recorder. And we would try to catch and tape, okay, tape from the radio. And right in the middle of your song, they would put the drop. You're listening to WBLS. Right in the middle of the song, and you were recording it. You were like, yo, really, y'all? Really, 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 y'all? Oh, my goodness. Oh, we got a couple of other ones. Let's see. Riding the old red subway train that was so loud. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It was. Yes, they were loud. Oh, my goodness. You couldn't even hear somebody talk that was sitting next to you. Oh, all right. We got another one. The video games. Remember, to get the dust out, you'd be blowing into it. Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you, man, that was a mess. Mess, mess, mess. And we talked about that Blockbuster thing. Remember you had to go to the Blockbuster or to the video rental stores to get your movie, and they may have been out, and you had to put your name on the list? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, what about this one? When you had the TV Guide channel, and remember it would roll, and if you missed your channel, you'd have to wait for it to come all the way back around. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, that was fun. Going down memory lane, that was fun, that was fun, that was fun. All righty. Well, what are we talking about in the news today? Let's see. Okay. You know, it's like, there's some stuff here, and it's like, do I really want to talk about it? After coming off with such fun like that, I don't even want to talk about anybody killing anybody. But, let's see. Let's see what we got here. Well, you know, we're always looking and hearing from the males when it comes to, you know, shooting up the schools and things like that. Well, there's a little twist on things. Out in Arizona, you actually had, excuse me, some 14 and 15-year-old young girls who had planned on going and shooting up the school. Yeah, they were tired of the bullies, and they ended up making a list of the people who they were going to go to school and shoot. Yes, they had a list, and they say that they had this specific target, these specific targets, and it was about 14 names on the list. And somehow or another, they were caught, they were arrested, and they were charged with making a terrorist threat, which is a felony. So I'm really wondering as to how they're going to handle these young ladies, yeah, being that they're so young. Excuse me. You know, you're trying to teach your children not to you know, not to take matters into their own hands. And, you know, you really need to let them know now, because this has now stepped up into something more serious. You know, they're not just saying, you know, okay, you know, we're going to send you home to your mother when you have these threats. But when you have literally set out to do these people some harm, and you made a list, yeah, they're not looking at it like they used to look at it. So, you know, really talk to your kids and find out, you know, what's going on with them. Because we don't want, you know, your child going to jail for some terrorist threat when all they're trying to do is handle some bullies. Now, I'm not saying that what they were doing was light. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, handling bullies, there's a million ways to handle bullies legally, you know. So talk to your kids. Okay. Wow. Talk about school and some mishaps. They have a Pennsylvania school who had a delivery from a FedEx driver, and it got there on Friday. It sat there till Monday over the weekend. Come to find out, there were guns in the shipment. Yes, in the box that sat on the loading dock for that whole time, because they thought it was books. So you had 30 caliber M1 rifles, military style. Now, what happened was, it was initially supposed to go to a gun collector who had ordered these guns, and somehow or another, it got mixed up. And it was delivered, and I guess the protocol is, you know, it's pretty much books and things like that. So the FedEx driver drops the stuff on the school's loading dock. And they, when the guy came back, he must have found out, you know, that his delivery was mixed up. When he went back to the school, he couldn't get the box, because firearms have to be retrieved, especially when it's in a school or near a school. So when they did the research, they did say that, you know, the initial recipient was a legitimate licensed gun collector and was not doing anything wrong. And, you know, the people in Pennsylvania are up in arms, because they're like, well, why would you be able to get a delivery of several M1 rifles? You know, that should raise a flag. But they said they did the research and the investigating, and the man was, you know, licensed and had gotten other deliveries before. Now, one parent wants to take a child out of that particular school. But, I mean, would that really make sense? I mean, it that could have been any school. It could have been your house. Check that out. Remember now, this is something that was a mistake by the delivery driver. And they said he went back very humbly and apologized and explained to them what happened. But by that time, like I said, the police had seized it already, because the school was obligated to call that in. So, you know, pulling your child out of the school ain't necessarily gonna, you know, do a whole lot. No, it surely ain't. You know, I just wanted to briefly mention, you know, those of you who watched the news may have seen the news about the EMT worker who was stabbed and killed in Queens yesterday afternoon. 61-year-old Allison Elling, who was just doing her job, and she was attacked by, again, this mentally ill individual. People have said that, you know, he seemed a little strange, but he didn't make much of a noise in the neighborhood, so it wasn't really anything to, you know, turn him in or report him for. And, you know, prayers up for the family who lost their loved one to such a heinous, senseless crime. Alrighty. All right, so we got our Lamar Whitehead back in the news. Well, they have arrested 23-year-old Jawan Anderson and 23-year-old Saquon Pollock, and they have charged them with federal robbery, conspiracy, and firearm charges for the robbery of Lamar Whitehead's church and his jewelry. So they don't say how they found these two guys, but they say that they ended up pleading not guilty to the charges, and they're still looking for the third individual and the $1 million in jewelry that Whitehead said that they stole. So now he's in the braggadocious mode. You know, I hope, you know, everybody sees that, you know, this wasn't a farce after all. And now that they caught the guys, I'm looking for an apology. And I hope they find this third individual and, you know, my merchandise. Now, I don't know what you think, but I have my thoughts. But I'm going to save that for our men today. So let's say good morning to our Pastor KL. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm just bubbly today. Hallelujah.
Well, we're happy that you're bubbly today. Just want to get a little feedback from you off these little news stories we have. Well, we've got the 14 and the 15-year-old young ladies who have been bullied, and they've made a list of 14 students and what they plan to do with them. And they are now charging them with making a terrorist threat, which is a felony. And they're now in the juvenile detention facility. And this is the way they are handling now that when you have a conspiracy to do some harm to anyone in a school setting. That's how they're charging them now. What's your thought on that?
Well, two thoughts. I think it's good for precaution, you know, that they do this. But you know what? These folks that were bullied, they just got fed up. They tired. And they just put their heads together and say, listen, we need to get them back. You know, you can't push a person but so far before they start coming up with their own ideas. You know, they get tired of getting beaten. They get tired of getting their lunch money taken. They get tired of being mistreated. You know, listen, you keep on poking the bear's going to wake up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So do you think that, you know, charging them like this is overboard?
I think it's very overboard. I think it's very, very overboard. Because to me, I think, and, you know, I'm not really sure, but I think this has been told. Someone had said, listen, these folks keep bothering me. And everybody been ignoring it all. That's just how kids play. That's just how boys do. That's just how girls do. And now, you know, that they've taken it into their own hands. You know, now you want to say what the law is. But was the law is for me to be attacked and me to be beat and me to be abused? I think they went overboard. Because I think there has to be some kind a paper trail to show you how I got here.
Okay. Well, talk about schools and guns. We have this shipment from FedEx that landed on the grounds of the high school and was left there on the loading dock over the weekend. And it ended up being guns, 30 caliber M1 rifles, and they have this discrepancy. One account says that it was only 6 guns, and another account said that it was 30 guns that were left there. And now they have have gotten the guns in the proper hands. Thank God. The guns weren't, oh, these boxes were not open, and children got to them. But they're saying that it was ordered by a man who had a permit and a business, and he was able to legitimately order this many guns. And mom says, there's a mom that says, hey, I'm taking my kid out this school. But, you know, is that really the remedy? Because it could have happened in any school. It could have happened at your house. It could have happened at your job. You know, what do you think? How do you think this should be handled?
Well, I mean, the solution of taking my child out of the school, you know, as you say, you know, it could happen anywhere. So that's foolery to me. Because now you go to another school, and let's say something crazy happens over there. You go take your child out of that school. I think the delivery guy, though it was an accident, you know, it was a costly accident, and there should be some type of discipline on their behalf. Because, you know, as we all think, what happened if a child, you know, opened up a box? It would have been Christmas time. They would have had Christmas presents. You know, or let's just say if these young ladies who've been abused, he got open to this box, then, hey, you just put the ceiling on what I was going to do anyway. So, yeah, I think the driver, you know, of whatever company it is, you know, there should be disciplinary action that way. But pulling your child out of school, then you can find a gun in the bushes in Central Park. What, you going to say you can't go to the park no more? I don't know.
All righty. Well, our favorite bishop is in the news. And he,
that's my,
you know,
pastor.
Well, your pastor is back in the news. And now that they have arrested these two 23-year-olds regarding this robbery of his jewelry and this stuff, he's like, well, you know, I hope this clears things up. You know, I hope now people know that I wasn't lying. You know, I need an apology. Well, what goes through your head at this point?
First of all, if I had gotten robbed, I'd just be happy, you know what I mean, that they caught the people. You know, I don't need to be still grandstanding. You know, why am I still going to put myself out there? You know, saying, so now I'm talking all this stuff, so now the other guy's still out. He can still come and bust me in the head and tell me to shut up. You know what I mean? Why don't you just let this thing die? You know, let the people at B do their job. You know, they're doing their job by catching it. Why are you still out here trying to add fuel to the fire? You know, just like it was those three, it could be another three. You know, people don't just have to be friends. You know, if they see that they were successful then, it could be a copycat because you're still talking junk. So you have no word and you have no brain. I just don't understand.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much for joining us today, Pastor Taylor. We'll be back to get our other conversation on. Let's say good morning to our brother Al. Good morning, brother Al.
Morning, chop, and another chop. Oh, good morning. How you doing, Pastor Steph?
Everything is well. Thank you, Pastor. Brother Al, everything is well. Everything is well. Thank you. So that have been bullied and they got together. They made a list of 14 names who they are going to deal with. And the powers that be came across this list. And now they are being charged with a terrorist threat. And they are in, which is a felony, and they are in the detention center. Do you think the punishment fits the crime?
So now I want to make sure I get this right. They took the kid who made this list. The kids who made this list.
Right, the two kids that had made this list of 14 students that had been bullying them. And now they're going to deal with these 14. And somehow or another, somebody got a hold to the list, and now they're arrested and charged with a terrorist threat, because now that's what they're doing for anyone who has plans on attacking a school or anyone in the school on the school grounds. And they're now in a detention center, and you know, does the punishment fit the crime?
They changed so much rules in the school. I think what they should have did was, of course, they had to remove the two young men from the class, and they should have been put in the school where we have in the school called the save room. I think that they should have been put there, and parents should have been called, because everybody's parent has to be called now. So I think they should have took them and put them in the save room and call parents and then figure out from there. But I think just to remove them and take them away, I don't think that that's right, because, you know, what happened is they don't understand what these kids go through that get bullied. Like, these kids go through some serious trauma with that, you know, and they get laughed at, they get picked on, and they so young, they don't understand how to handle it. So it's like, okay, you know what? They keep doing that, so I'll tell you what, these right here, before I let them get me, I'm going to get them. So I think it should have been handled a little different, even though I know that's the right way, because that's what they put in order. But I think they should have put them in the save room. Once they go in the save room, nobody else can get there. They're safe. They're there. Somebody's there with them. Call, get the parents involved, and then go from there.
Okay. So you're on the school grounds. There's a box that's delivered, and the normal protocol is you just put the box on the loading dock, and that's what was done by this FedEx driver. This box sat there for the entire weekend. It was dropped on Friday. On Monday, they opened it up. They thought it was school books, and it ended up being M1 rifles. Now, one account says that it was 6 rifles. Another account says it was 30. And it was just an honest mistake. You know, it was just, you know, FedEx drivers, post office drivers, you know, UPS drivers, sometimes they simply mix up a box. And this box landed on the school grounds. And when they did the investigation, they found out that it wasn't to a terrorist. It was supposed to be delivered to a licensed arms dealer. And, you know, just was one of his normal shipments. When the FedEx guy went to get the box back, and apologized for dropping the box and letting them know what was in the box, the box had already been taken up by the authorities. And one parent says, listen, I'm pulling my kid out this school. And, you know, you think, well, it's an honest mistake. You know, it could happen anywhere. The wrong delivery could be in front of your door, could be in front of your workplace. It could be anywhere. You know, what... do you think that would have been a logical response from a parent? And what do you think of the mix-up of the delivery?
Well, I don't blame the parent for that initial thought, because, oh, shoot, a gun with you, I want my kid out of here. But when you sit down and you think about it logically, it was an honest mistake of a wrong delivery. So I wouldn't remove because, again, like Pastor Carol said, okay, well, if you go to school or something happened at that school, you're going to just keep moving your child from school to school to school. So I'm thinking, okay, that's an initial reaction. Like, oh, what? Gum was part of the school? Oh, I'm getting my child out of there. And then when you sit down and think logically, oh, wait a minute. Okay, it was the wrong delivery. It wasn't this, this, and that. So that's what I think on that. But then with the mix-up, of course they need to call the driver, make sure he would have nothing to do with it. But now that you did that, now you know where to go. Okay, you got an address, so you can go there and take care of everybody who's involved.
All righty, all righty. We got one more story. We got the Bishop Lamar Whitehead, who now says, hey, you didn't arrest two of the three people that robbed me at gunpoint in front of my congregation and stole my $1 million worth of jewelry. You know, hey, you know, I need an apology. You know, I hope you're still out there trying to find the last one. You know, now my reputation can be put back intact. You know, should he be quiet or should he, you know, be out there like that? Because, you know, y'all did say some things about me. You know, what do you think he should be doing at this point?
You know, it sounds funny, Pastor Steph, but I just have a feeling there's still something fishy with this story. I just really got that gut feeling that there's still something up with this. But, you know, I do believe that if it is, this is true, that these are the people involved in the part of, you know, I don't think he should start going, oh, you need to apologize. Hey, listen, I told you I got robbed. It's been brought to justice and go on your way. You know, it just with him, I just believe he just loved the attention. He loved the media attention and nonsense, you know. So, like I said, even if it is true, you should be saying, okay, you know what? I told y'all, now y'all see, and go about your business. If people want to apologize, they apologize. If they don't, just keep going on about your business, you know.
All righty, Brother Al. You know, some may think the same thing you're thinking, you know, and Pastor KL, you know, you can tell this is just a starved individual for attention, and he ain't going to stop. He is not going to stop. Whatever he can do to get his little attention, he's going to be doing. So, all righty, gentlemen, thank you for indulging me in my news stories. Well, there was a suggestion that we discuss today, you know, the excuses that men have when it comes to relationships. And, you know, to think what you think about them, do you think that they're, you know, excuses? Do you think they're valid? What do you think? You know, so we're going to throw some stuff out here, and we're going to get your response and see what, you know, you think. Well, they have, you know, as an excuse, men have used, you know, I don't really want to get involved with a relationship because I really want to focus on my career. Is that something that is real? Is that valid, Brother Al?
Not at all, and I have used it, so no. Not valid at all. That's an excuse. And I have used it, so I know.
Wow. Okay. All right, Brother Al says it's bogus because that was in his book in his former life. Pastor KL, do men really mean it when they say, I'm not ready for this relationship. I just want to focus on my career. Wait, hold on. Did I? Oh, the mic. Okay, Pastor Carol, what you got for us? Is that valid?
Well, in my former life, when I was going for my doctorate, I was quite busy. So I really didn't want, you know, to be involved because I was, you know, I was going through my clinicals and all that other stuff. But no, that's not valid. That's not valid at all. We just use that as an excuse. Listen, in my former life, I was going for a doctor. I wasn't going for no PhD doctor. But I was going for a doctorate, you know, and I had other stuff to do. I was playing doctor.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, Brother Al, Brother Al, I've heard this one before. Other women have talked about this. Let's just enjoy what we have. What is that about? That's when you don't want to make a commitment.
Absolutely right. That's another one I use. What they was doing, following me? That was another one. Why do you want to... Hey, Pastor Hager, why you want to mess this up? Why we can't just enjoy what we have? Just go with the flow. Let us enjoy what we have. Now you want to go get in a relationship and mess this whole thing up. Come on, let's just enjoy what we have.
Goodness gracious. Oh, Pastor KL, let's just enjoy what we have. Why do I just know that's a line you used? Why do I just know that's a line you used?
Listen. Well, it, again, you know, we're going back to former life. Again, in my former life, it seems like at that time, everyone wanted to get married. Marriage was a big thing back then, you know, and my thing was, you know, it's only a paper. That's only a paper. It doesn't change who we are. You know, let's just enjoy what we have. What do we need a paper to prove that we love each other for? I love you. You tell me you love me. Why? Let's just enjoy. Let's just go for the ride, baby. You know, hey. And the best thing was, we don't need the white man to tell us how we can love each other. Let's just go for the ride.
I've heard that before. Not me personally, wasn't given it as an excuse. But I've heard that before. Oh, the white man gonna tell you that you need a piece of paper. Oh, my goodness. What if a man ever said that to me? You could just, you know what, bye. There ain't no reason to even talk no more. Oh, ladies, listen. I'm going to throw out these excuses that's on this list. But listen, 347-285-7777. Send in some excuses that you've heard. Maybe we'll cover it. Maybe we won't. Okay? So, you know, let's see what you say. Let's see what you say. All right, what's the next one they say? Oh, how about this one, Brother Al? I don't want to ruin our friendship. Our friendship means so much to me. If we get into a relationship, you know, that's just going to go, you know, go to the side. What about that one?
Excuse number 172,362. That's definitely an excuse, you know, and like, come on now, we doing good as friends, all right? We doing good as friends. How are you going to get this relationship and ruin our friendship? I don't want to ruin our friendship. We get along so well. Just leave it be. You know, nah, that gonna mess up our friendship. I value our friendship more than anything.
All right, Pastor KL. I don't want to ruin our friendship. Our friendship means so much to me. What about the friendship? Are you talking to the mute button?
Yeah. So that's excuse number one. I don't know where he got 1,000 or something. That's the number one excuse. Because this is what you say. Baby, listen. We've been friends for a long time. And I like you. And I really enjoy being with you. But I would hate to cross over and go to the other side. Now I lose a girlfriend and a friend. No, I can't risk that all, baby. I can't risk it all. I can't do that.
Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm just glad I'm old. Because if I had to hear this stuff, oh, my goodness.
It works, baby. It works.
I don't doubt it. And that's why y'all can keep using these lame, dumb, weak lines. Because women eat this stuff up. Yo, oh, my goodness gracious. All right.
Hold on. I have a disclosure for the record. I'm a married man. For the record, Al is about to get married. So we don't keep using these lines no more. Now, if you want to come to our class, You know what I'm saying? Your brothers, hit us up. What's the number, Pastor Steph? Hit us
you
up.
You know what? Oh, my goodness.
And we have all type of different package deals. It'd be nice to have them.
All type of payment plans.
You know
all
what?
Type of payment plans.
You will not be a please fucking here. Goodness gracious. On the It's Due Time of Pastor Steph's show, we teach you how to be a sleeve bucket. All right, here's the submission. I just need some space. I need some time to sort things out. You know what, Brother Al, what are we talking about here? I've definitely
Yeah, you just stressed me. Yeah, you know, you didn't stress me out. You know we're friends. You're trying to move further and mess up our friendship. You didn't got me all upset. You know what? I need some time right now. I need some space to sort this stuff out to see if we can go any further with anything. So I need that space.
Mm-hmm. All righty. What's going on, Pastor KL?
Well, that line is for this. We've been seeing each other every day, and all of a sudden I find somebody else who looks a little better or who offered a little more, and I need time to explore her. So now that you want to be at my house every day, we're going out every day, I got to speak to you 3 times a day for 2 hours. Baby, listen. I got a lot of stuff going on. You know, my career is jumping off. You know I'm a famous singer. I need some space, baby. I got to get into the studio. I got to do some things. You know, just give me some time and I'll come back to you. All the while I'm getting space from you, I'm exploring this other one to see which one I like better.
Wow. Ladies, I hope you're paying attention. I hope you're taking notes. Woo! All righty. How about I don't deserve you? You're too good for me, Brother Al. I'm already shaking my head.
I'm sorry, say that again. I'm clearing out these kids. I'm sorry, one more time, please.
I don't deserve you. You too good for me. You know, I don't want to mess you up.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my way of getting rid of you real quick because I didn't find somebody else. So that's my way of getting rid of you in a nice way. So I'll sit there and I'll say, hey, listen, you know, I just see what I've been put you through. You know, you want to go further. I can't give you. You know, you're such a good friend. I don't deserve you. So, you know what, I'm going to go on step on back, man, and let you get to somebody who deserves you, who deserves a person like you. But we still can be friends, okay?
All right, Pastor KL, I don't deserve you. You know, you're too good for me. You know, somebody else should have you.
Yeah, that
who really can treasure you.
Yeah, that's the departing. That's the parting. I'm done. I'm finished with you. So now I got to make you believe that it's me and not you. It ain't you, baby. It ain't you. I mean, I just won't change. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. You know, I don't feel like I'm equal up to you. And I know there's a guy out there that will treasure you better than I can. I've tried. I've tried. I just can't do it. And I'd rather hurt you a little now than hurt you a whole lot later on. So it's time to move on.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo! I was a Mac All Daddy right. back in my days, baby. Mac Daddy.
A self-proclaimed Mac Daddy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is what I call myself. Wow. Right. Ooh, no wonder they had so big. All right. Here's another submission. Well, you know what? It kind of goes with what we just got finished saying. It's not you. It's me. So, therefore, we could push that one right there. I don't deserve you. We could tie that one in. How about this one, Brother Al? I really can't commit to you because my ex really hurt me. And I just can't see myself committing to someone else right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I want to go further with you. I really do like you. But, you know, this last relationship really took some stuff out of me, and I was hurt. So, you know, I got to get myself together before I can commit to you. You know, so, you know, if you want to hang around and wait for me and see what happens, we can do that. But I got to get myself together first because I was really hurt. I gave all my all to that relationship, and she just drug my heart through the river. So, it's me, baby. It's not you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Come on, Pastor Kale. My ex really hurt me. I really can't see myself committing right now. You know, it's just too much. I can't handle something like that.
You know what? I've been through a rough relationship. I really, really have. And I'm damaged goods right now. And God would not allow me in the state that I'm in to be with you and make you damaged as well. You know, so I'm gonna wait for God on this one. I got to wait to be healed. I'm just really hurt right now. And though I really care about you, I almost feel like I can say that I love you. God would not have me step into another relationship the way that I am. So I hope you respect that.
If only people would really believe that. Oh, my goodness. If only people would really walk in that. You know, I'm damaged goods right now. I ain't got no business seeing nobody, but nobody through this. If only people would truly live by that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. How about, why are you messing things up? You know, why we got to go further? I don't do labels. Why just can't be, you know, free-flowing? Brother Al?
Yeah, well, I mean, why are you messing things up? You don't see me trying to mess things up. I like what we got, and you seem to like what we got. We having fun. Why you want to mess things up? I'm not messing it up, so why are you messing it up? Now, see, now you done got me upset, and I need some time to think. Now, I'll call you when I get myself together.
You know what? Yeah, oh, goodness gracious. Pastor KL, I don't do labels. You know, don't, you know, pigeonhole me. I don't have to be, you know, somebody's boyfriend or man or boo or whatever you call it.
Listen, baby, does the title change how you feel about me? Or should the title change how I feel about you? No. You know, if I'm your boyfriend now and we get married and I become your husband, it's the same love. It ain't no different love. So why are we going through all this? You know, I mean, just let's walk with what we got. We both in love. We ain't got to say I'm your man. You ain't got to say I'm your woman. You ain't got to post me on Facebook. Listen, once you start doing that and exposing us, then, you know, the people come in and try to damage us, baby. Let's just be who we are, free-spirited.
You and it really had some real time in this, huh? You got a lot.
You would have thought I already knew what we were going to talk about.
I mean, goodness gracious. Goodness. Okay, Brother Al. Okay, so we've said all these things. What's different between saying all the things that have been said and just simply saying the timing ain't right, babe? The timing ain't right. Right now, we can't get into anything deeper. I can't make no commitment. Because the timing ain't right. What's the difference between saying all that other stuff and saying that line right there?
The other stuff sounds better. You know, we can work around the other stuff. Those things are kind of test questions to see how you respond to it.
Right, right.
Because you have some women that say, they're sitting there and they say, well, you know what, I understand. You know, I don't want to mess up our friendship. Because we going hard on the friendship. Hey, listen, we friends. You don't like what we have? And she's going to say, yeah, so why do you want to mess that up? Let's just keep being friends, and let's see what happens from there. So now we didn't give you that hope. that, okay, let me continue to be his friend, and we probably gonna get together later on. No, that later on is never coming. So we still got you and having our cake and eat it too. So the difference, like I said, the other stuff is just test questions. See how you respond to it. Okay, she said, okay, cool, I'm in there. But you come in and say, listen, the timing ain't right. You know, it just ain't right now for us. You risk right there losing her period because she might just say, okay, well, you know, give me a call. No, we ain't trying to lose you. We want to keep you in there. So we got to massage you on in there.
Wow. Okay. Pastor KL, would you agree?
Well, yeah, let me go a step further. If you watch in these days, anybody on social media or anybody who just got married, everybody says, I married my best friend. So women cherish that you can be their best friend over anything else in the world. So when you say, baby, I don't want to ruin our friendship. I cherish our friendship. Our friendship has gotten us where we are now. I don't want to ruin that. You know, let's piggyback it. Let's grow from here. You know, but once you force my hand, then I feel like you're changing me. And I don't want to change. Why? Because who I am now is what you fell in love with. Who you are now is what I fell in love with. I don't want to change you. I enjoy my friends. Let's just be friends right now, baby, and take it from there. Ooh, that sounds good. That sounds real good.
Again, the self-assessment.
KL getting flashback. KL getting flashback. You getting flashback.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, man. Brother Al, you know, they have here. Listen, I'm going with this list that they got in front of me. Baby, you stressing me out. I can't commit because you're stressing me. How often was that used?
Well, I never used that one. That one kind of corny. That one kind of on the low pole. But you do. You will use that. Baby, you're stressing me out. You know I got diabetes and you got my pressure all up. You know, I can't commit right now. I can't commit right now. You know, my sugar all high, messing with you. You know what? I can't commit right now until you get it together.
You know what? That's Big Mama's line. You know, you got my pressure all up and my diabetes ain't right. And you use a Big Mama line on a woman? You know what, Brother Al? Oh, my.
Let me tell you something, Pastor Steph. Let me tell you something. We laugh, but I've seen some brothers go to the extreme to the point where they said their mother died. I'm serious. I've seen people go to the extreme on that.
Wow. Wait, what was the purpose of saying mama died? What were they trying to do?
Listen, when you have death in the family, you have to go away. I got to go away. You know, cousin Bobo died, and, you know, he was my favorite cousin. So, you know, now I got to go to North Carolina. Now, mind you, North Carolina could have been another chick. You know what I mean? But somebody died in North Carolina, I got to go.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm stressed out. You're stressing me out. You know, you want me to make this commitment, and you're just going too far right now. How often was that used, opposed to all of the other lies that you told?
Well, me, I use you stressing me out on a couple occasions. One, you want me to go to a family dinner. You know, you stressing me out. I'm not ready to meet the family right now. I'm just not ready to do that. Or second, you wanted me to buy you something or take you to dinner, and I ain't had no money. Then you stressing me out. No, you know what? I ain't even got an appetite right now. I can't eat nothing right now. You're just stressing me. You know, you start an argument for nothing. Because you know you ain't got no money to pay for the dinner. So now you got to have a reason of why we can't go to dinner, baby. You just stressing me out. I can't eat no more. I mean, I'm just tired. I thought I wanted a steak, but I don't want no steak right now. I'm just going to waste my money. I'm not going.
Wow. Really? To get out of a meal? Wow, y'all. Wow. That is crazy. That is straight crazy. Wow. Okay. I'm not ready now, but, you know, in due time, I'll be ready. I'll be ready soon enough. Brother Al, you ever use that line?
Yeah, I have. And that's just the stalling part. We're stalling. So, you know, we don't want to get rid of you. You know, we don't want you, and we don't want to get rid of you. We don't want you in that way. So I'm going to tell you, hey, listen, just give me some time. Then you go rushing again. What I told you, just give me some time, you know. And you know, as we progress, I get to know you a little more and everything. Then, you know, we can talk about that. We'll revisit it, okay? All right. You know, I read my sugar up. So, you know, let's take our time.
Oh, come on, Pastor KL. I'll be ready soon enough. You know, you want it to be now. You know, I want it to be in a little while. Don't rush me. I'll get there. How often was that one used?
You know, in due time, if you faint not. You know, we ain't fainting, baby. You're going to be all right. You know, listen, I've already told you that I love you. You know, so you already got the perfect thing. This is what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting for me to say I love you. I said it. You know what I mean? Now don't push it no further. Because it for me, it takes me a long time to even open up like this. And you got me to open up to you to say I love you. Man, that you don't know how big that was. And now it seems like you're trying to pressure me into more. Baby, take baby steps with me. Don't I can't handle the big steps. Take baby steps with me. I said I love you, and I really, really do. And I want to be with you for the rest of my life. But we got to take it slow.
Wow.
Hey, Pastor Steph ready to marry me now. Pastor Steph ready to marry
me. You know what?
And look, Cam, she ready to marry both of us. She's slipping a coin.
You know what? The Bible tells you do not think more of yourself than you should. Oh, my. I think
but the Bible also says, the Bible also says the truth shall set you free.
You know.
Hey, let me get one in there. The Bible also says you have not because you ask not.
You know what? I will say I'm so glad that you are married, Pastor KL, and let Javon deal with your junk. I'm so happy to say, Brother Al, that Tamika only has it coming. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, let me ask you this. We're closing this segment up, but I want to ask you, Brother Al, what has been the line that has worked for you best in your former life?
Let me see. What line? Okay, let me see. What line has been? Man, I should say so much craziness. I'm thinking, I would tell a female, hey, listen, I already showed you that I like you. So it's up to you now. I approached you, so that means I like you. So it's up to you now to show me how much you like me. You know, I would always say that. Oh, especially when I gave a phone number. I would go up and give a girl my phone number, and I'd say, look, I already showed you I'm interested by coming up to you and giving you a phone number. If you're interested, you'll call me. That worked every single time. Every single time. And they call.
Well, wait. We're talking about the lack of commitment. You don't want to commit. All of these excuses have been because you don't want to commit. You want to slow her down. What's been your most famous and successful line in this area of slowing a woman down? What's working for you?
Oh, okay. Right. And I would tell them, like, listen, in due time, I'm like, yeah, you know, you're rushing things. I like you a lot. Let's just take it slow, get to know each other a little bit more, and then we revisit this. But, you know, let's take our time. A lot of relationships fail because everybody rushing to it. You know, with us, we get along well. Let's just take our time, and then we'll come back to it. So I used to say that all the time.
Wow.
Especially, you know what would get them? What would get them the most when I said, look how other relationships happen because they rush. Especially if they had a friend. Look at your friend. Look what happened with them because they rush. I don't want that to happen to us. Let's just take our time, get to know each other, and then we revisit it.
Wow. Okay. Pastor Kale, what line worked for you the most when you wanted to slow her down?
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, get yourself a pen. If you hear this line, run. So this is what I would say. Because a lot of times when you want to slow her down, she's ready to give up. Because if there's no commitment, I got to move on. I'm not going to waste my time. So this is what you say, fellas. Baby, don't leave me. You don't even realize that you saved my life. I was going down a whole nother way until I met you. And you changed me completely. And I know this is not what you want right now. I know I'm not even sassy enough for you right now. But I believe that if you left me right now, I don't know what I would do. Please don't leave me. You saved my life.
And that worked.
Oh, yeah, that worked, baby. That worked. I saved his life. I knew I could change him, Lord. He's coming around. He's coming around, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming around. I got a good one.
And that worked. That really
worked.
Worked,
baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And she walking around saying, I'm the one who saved him, not you, and not you. I saved him.
It was me. It was me. You know how many women he had and couldn't none of them do what I do? It was me. I'm about to get that ring.
You know what?
You about to get a ring around the collar.
Ladies, please pay attention and don't fall for this garbage. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, man, we are so grateful that you gave us the word again today. This was a requested topic. So, you know, the excuses that men use to stay out of a commitment in a relationship. And, oh, wow. Okay, I'm just glad I'm at this point in my life. I ain't got to worry about listening to all of this. But, you know, thank you so much.
If I ever get divorced, I'm coming to Queens.
as soon as I hear your divorce, I'm locking New York City down. Thank you, gentlemen. We so appreciate you. And you know what? You always send us off into a thought-provoking weekend. All right. Be blessed. Brother Al.
You too.
Brother Al.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Al.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I understand that you have an announcement to make. And what you
of
got
course
for
I do. Okay. Let me move over here to this little quiet place. So, you know we always do our birthday shout-out. Y'all been getting me back with my writer. I'm about to sign me a record deal and all that good stuff. So everything is good. So we definitely got a shout out to my baby girl, Shantice. And like I always say, I can't sing, but I can rap. So this is going out to Shantice for me. And it goes a little something like this. Shantice. How you been? It's Brother Al, and we at it again. You another one who has a lot on the plate, but you've been blessed, so shake off the hate. Like I told Pastor Charlene, you're also a thug, and like I told her, you also need a hug. You're a talented young lady who has her own brand. I Wear Me, that's the name of your brand. Pastor Charlene does a great job with Faith Over Fear, but I really love your segment. Pray for them, because we all need prayer, and sometimes we forget. You pray for everybody because you're not selfish. You do a lot to keep the Due Time Show alive. I like your other brand, it's Personal Line. I heard you're a mentor trying to keep the kids straight, and if that don't work, you probably punch them in the face. I'm proud of you letting God use you. Just sit on back and let God do what he do. But don't forget, you ain't too old to get whipped. But I also like it when you do Shanti's switch tip. So once again, happy birthday to you from Uncle Al, Pastor Steph, and the Due Time Crew. And yes, y'all, we really love you. Happy birthday, Shanti. I'm getting my birthday punches, too. Don't think you're getting away.
Thank you, Brother Al, for that birthday. birthday tribute that only you can write. And we so appreciate you this morning. We so appreciate you this morning. You have a blessed day, Brother Al. And Brother Al
is kicking it off.
Thank you. Brother Al is kicking it off. We have some birthday shout-outs that we want to give. And I recognize this number. This is our girl, Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Everybody's doing well, thank you. So excited to hear your voice. Thank you very much.
Very good. Perfect. And y'all got me coming behind Al, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, though. It's all right, though. I can hold my own against Al. We good. We good. We good. But anyway, I just wanted to come on. I couldn't miss out on an opportunity to come on live and wish my baby girl a happy birthday. What she has grown into, or who she has grown into, is a testament to her mother and her village. But what an amazing, amazing woman she is now. And she is you are absolutely, Shantice, you are absolutely what the kingdom needs right now. The youth need people who are going to go hard for Jesus and go hard for them, because there's so much against the youth and against the children and the things that the enemy is trying to do to poison the youth and to poison the future. We need soldiers like Shantice on the front line. So I am very proud of you. I love you, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We thank you so much for taking the time to just come on and give our girl Shantice a shout out. We love you, and we pray you have a blessed day. Thank you. All right, I'm going in order in these calls. This is a number that I don't recognize, but your number ends with 1297.
Well, I can't follow no rapper or nothing like that. But Shantice, this is your godfather, Ian. I would love to wish you a happy birthday. I don't know why your mama don't recognize my number. She don't want to send me the blessing. But anyway, I am so proud of you. I know we don't talk or communicate very often, but when we do, there is no love lost. I love you dearly. You were my first child. And I really, you know what I love about you? You are a mama's girl. There ain't too many mama's girls around. You know, daughters do with the fathers and sons do with the mamas. But you are a true mama's girl. You follow your mama's footsteps. You always take care of her. And I say that the rest of you girls don't. But I see how you do behind your mother. And that's a beautiful thing, because your mother's a strong, determined woman. I wish you all the best. You are always in my thoughts and prayers and in my heart. And enjoy your day. And anything I can do for you, just let me know. And I love you.
Happy birthday.
Well,
what a nice surprise. I surely didn't think that was the number. But thank you so much, Ian, for just giving us a shout-out today and letting Shantice know how much you love her. We love you. Thank you so much, and we pray you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next up? Grandpa's on the line. Good morning, Grandpa.
Good morning to you, my dear daughter. Listen, I really want to say, happy birthday, to my granddaughter. She has grown into, first and foremost, I'm so glad that God has allowed me to walk his planet, just to see my family and grandkids, grow into the ladies that they are. And Shantice, listen, you are so gifted and blessed, and I'm very proud. I'm proud of all my grandkids and of course my daughters, who I used to, they're so educated and I love them, and they just stay in touch with me. But Shantice, I I wasn't going to allow this day to go by without me saying happy birthday to you. But, you know, and just keep on doing what you're doing. And what I love about you, you understand, you're not on the 95, you text the local. And this way people will get the message that you're sending out, you know. So on that note, I want you to have a blessed and quality day and much love. You know I love you, you know. And to my daughters, you know, guys, I love you. And I'm always here for you, just as long as God allows me to stay on this planet, you know. And I want everybody to have a blessed day.
Well, thank you very much, Grandpa. We so all appreciate right. you taking the time to call in and give Shantice a shout-out today. We pray you have a blessed day as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, who's next on the line? Oh, we got our favorite United person. She's always pulling people together. Good morning, Mrs. Creighton.
Good morning. Hey, everyone. I just want to say, Shantice, you know that I love you, and it's a pleasure seeing someone that their steps are ordered and they're following in those footprints that has been prescribed for them. So it's a pleasure seeing you, preparing yourself to take up that mantle that you're just there. You're there supporting your mom, and that is a pleasure as a mom. I'm speaking as a mom to see that. May God bless you. May favor be granted to you. May you be safe. May you find a wonderful spouse. Hey, y'all, anybody listening? May she find a wonderful spouse. And I just want to tell you, we love you. United loves you. Pastor Creighton loves you. And continue doing what you are doing. May God bless you and keep you. Bye.
All righty. Thank you so much. And we pray you have a blessed day. Thank you for taking the time to share this moment with us. Enjoy. Oh, we got our auntie on the line. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Shantice. Happy birthday from me and Mo. Mo's in school in the house because she can't be on the line. But we wanted to say happy birthday. Hope you enjoy your day. And, you know, have a wonderful day. And, Monet had to read the text for me. So I dialed the number, and I said, okay, let me make it. But I almost missed it because I said, wait a minute, what time is it right now? So I just wanted to get on and make sure that I caught it, y'all, in the time frame. So definitely want to tell you happy birthday. Enjoy your day. We love you much. And you know, God bless. And take care.
Thank you so much, Auntie, for pushing your way. And giving us an opportunity to hear your birthday tribute today. Thank you, Terry. And we will pray that you have a blessed day as well. All right. And Mo, tell Mo we said thank you, too.
Okay. That's an SOS to the school.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Here we go. Oh, we got Auntie Brenda and Auntie Pam on the line. Oh, wow. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear us?
We can sure hear you.
Good morning, Shantice. Happy birthday. We thank God for sparing your life and your growth in the Lord. In this chaotic world, we ask God to continue to give you peace, which will pass all understanding. Your switch tips are so inspirational, and your input on different subject matters are amazing. So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Keep letting the Lord be your guiding light as you press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We love you, and we are so thankful to God for you, and we're watching you grow day by day. We're listening to you with amazing input. We just love you, and we're thankful to God that you're a part of our family, and we love you, Auntie Brenda and Auntie Pam.
All right. Woo, how nice. Beautiful words. Thank you so much, Auntie Brendan Pam, and we pray that you have a wonderful day. We know you're on each and every morning. What a blessing to have you on. So thank you so much, and we thank you for taking that time out. All right. We got our girl Vivian. Good morning, Viv.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Good morning. Happy birthday, Sean. Hi. I wanted to wish Sean Peace a happy birthday. Brother Al really brought it to my attention with his rap that you have a lot on your plate, Sean Peace, and you are doing an amazing job with the kids. For somebody who says that they don't do kids, they can't mess with them like that, but you have been doing a really great job with all the age groups of the children's prayer line, and you've been doing a really good job with the embroidery business. And I just want to say, you know, keep up the good work. Praying you have a happy birthday. I know you're going through some things in your personal life right now, but God is blessing you. And, you know, I love you, and just have a great birthday. Wishing you many, many more. And I hope that this year is just filled with more than you can ever imagine.
All right. Thank you, Viv. Thank you so much. And we pray you have a blessed day. All right. We got our girl Tamika on the line. Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm surprised to be on at this time of the day, but I am so I couldn't let the time pass without telling Shantice how much she means to the kingdom of God. You know, a lot of times we underestimate our gifts and our callings, but you are a blessing, and I don't want you to limit who you are in Christ. We do talk from time to time, but I never really speak to you in great depth. God has a great plan, and as long as you keep your ear to his mouth, I guarantee you, you will excel. Even in the things that you question, even in the things that you underestimate, God is doing amazing things. Just watch him work. Happy birthday, my love. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So glad we were able to catch you at this time. And we pray you have a blessed day. All right. We
Amen.
Got our girl, Pastor Charlotte, on the line. Good morning, Pastor Charlotte.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Evangelist. That's my baby girl. I wanted to thank you for everything. You have been such a blessing to all of us, to me personally, how we click, how we are so much alike in a lot of different ways, and how you have helped me of things that you have said and that we have shared personally of being there. I thank you so much for everything you've done for me for my birthday. Your gifts that God has given you, which he has so many more to give you, and just allowing yourself become the person that God has you to be to minister to us, because that's what you do on every Monday and even through the rest of the week when you are on with the Due Time crew. We all can learn from each other. I love you, love you, love you so much. And I surely appreciate you and on the calling, in your walk, in your all of your ministries. I love you, love you, love you. Enjoy your day, my baby girl, and have a blessed and a wonderful time on today. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you very much, Pastor Charlene. We thank you for your time that you dedicated today just to say happy birthday to Shantice. Well, you know, we really couldn't get this popping unless we had our friend, Pastor KL. What you got for us, Pastor KL?
Man, happy birthday to my niece. Ooh, I know you a long, long, long time. I guess you getting old because I ain't getting old. But I want to say I thank God for you. From watching you, from you as a tiny tot to a grown woman now, you have evolved into a mighty woman of God. I appreciate all that you do. I even appreciate your struggle and your sacrifice. I know this road has not been easy, but you got on the other side of this, and I appreciate for the push that you're going through. You know, even times when you feel like you're not worthy, God says, yet you are still worthy. He said, I'm going to still use you, and you allow him to use you. I thank God that you get into this word when you're doing the switch tip, and sometimes you have me marveled. I'm like, where did you come up with that scripture? And it goes right in line. God is using you, and I don't even understand. I don't even think that you understand the full potential that he's about to take you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep allowing him to all your steps. I heard somebody said, get a husband. Wait on the husband. We ain't ready for a husband. Wait on the husband. But keep on doing what you're doing, and I'm so proud, and I love you. Happy birthday, Shanti.
All right. Thank you, Pastor KL, for joining us today in the birthday shout-out, and we pray you have a blessed day. All right. We have a couple of birthday texts. Happy birthday to my girl, Shanti. Love you loads, and I thank God for you. You are such a light, and I'm blessed to know and love you. Keep shining. Happy, happy birthday. And that's from Anika. All right. All right. We have some others who wanted to call in or text, but the time did not allow them to do so. And you'll get those later, God spares. But, you know, before I put Shanti on to respond to all of her beautiful, beautiful tributes, I wanted to just say, and you hear me say this all the time, you know, I don't wait for her birthday necessarily, but, you know, all of you have heard me say I had Shanti at a young age. You know, I had it when I was 18 years old. I'm 55 now. God has spared me the time to spend with you. You've been with me, you know, just almost as long as I've been here on this earth. And we've had our struggles. We've had our struggles, you know, my girls have their struggles, but they're good girls. You know, they haven't gone through anything anyone else's person or child has not gone through, but it's been a blessing to watch you grow. It's a blessing to watch you evolve. You know, when you tell your stories, I always say you weaken my knees because I'm like, how in the world did all of this go on? And you're very candid and transparent and, you know, a little too transparent for some. But I say just do what God is inspiring you to do. You know, we don't realize how much we encourage people when we tell the truth. We tell the honest truth about the things that we've gone through, because there were people walking around out here thinking that, you know, they're not good enough for God. God can't change them or turn them around from something. And with your open testimonies, you really help people to understand that no matter how small or large or what you're going through or the time of life that you're going through it, you can make it. You are a testament to that, and I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you, you know, to watch you care for me personally, you know, as your mother. You don't leave my side, and I appreciate you. I watched the way you took care of your grandmother, and I, as her daughter, want to say thank you. I will never forget that care that you gave her as well. And if that's only a testament as to what I have to look forward to, I give God thanks for giving me a snapshot. But I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. And as Ernie would say, oh, you think you big now because you up there with all the passes. Yes, yes. Proudly take your position, girl, because that's what it's going to be for you in life if you keep pressing toward the mark. God will elevate you, that you will be in places that you have never, ever imagined being. So keep up the good work. Let God continue to bless you. I love you dearly. Couldn't have this life without you. Wouldn't have this life without you. You have definitely helped me grow from a child to a woman. and I appreciate you greatly. There is another tribute, and I will open the floor to our girl, Katie, who wants to say a happy birthday to you as well. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Shanti. You have inspired me with your switch tips, so I have two for you real quickly. And switch tip number 26 is to be a blessing, and you have been a blessing to each and every last one of us, and we thank you so very much. Switch tip number 37, bring your flavor, and you have certainly brought your flavor to the table, and we just love you and just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. Love you.
All right. Thank you so much for that birthday shout out. And we want to pray you have a blessed day. Thank you. All right. So the lady of the hour is on. Let's say good morning to Shantice. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning, Pastor Mommy.
Yeah, you still have some of your tributes on. So what you got?
I'm so thankful. So thankful to see another year. As Vivian stated, I've been going through some things that I couldn't even really understand, but because God is who he is, he doesn't allow me to be quiet. And him blessing me with, you know, my mother and my church family, you know, that I'm always able to just speak. And, you know, a lot of people really underestimate the power and the love God gives us and shows us when he blesses us with the people that we can talk to and who can set us straight and correct and confirm us through God. And I just thank him so much for allowing me to see 37. I'm like, oh, God, I'm 37. Thank you so much. All of you who took the time to get up and to get on and wish me a happy birthday. I love each and every one of y'all. Everybody's going to get their own phone call. You know, I don't like doing the texting thing too much for stuff like this, but I'm really, really appreciative. I love you guys so much. I thank you so much again for taking the time. Pastor Mommy, I love you. I thank you so much. You, when you talk about earthly, you are the reason why I am who I am. You are the reason why I fight to strive for what I, you know, aspire to do. And you know, like you say, even when you and I bump heads, and sometimes we can bump heads hard, and when you always, you know, bring up, you know, how young you were when you had me, sometimes I'd be thinking like, okay, Shantice, you are not her age. Like, you better tone it down. It's really thanking God that he knew I needed a mother like you, especially, unfortunately, with the other parent being, you know, absent. Just, he knew I needed a you as my mother and as my pastor. And I'm so blessed that when, you know, I read or hear or if someone asks me, you know, like, well, you're a PK. Like, don't you have issues with this? And then I'm like, yeah, no, I don't have issues. The typical issues that a lot of other PKs have. And that's only a testament of who God is and what he's been doing through us individually and what he's been doing through us as mother and daughter and as pastor and congregate. I thank you all so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your grandfather and your aunt are still on, so I don't know if you quickly, we are less than a minute, but I don't know if you want to quickly say something to them as well.
Yes, because they're still going to get their phone call anyway. But Grandpa, I love you so much. I thank you for being my dad. I thank you so much for always being here. And it's so crazy because even when your brothers refer to you, like if they talk to me, like, hey, do you speak to your father? Do you see your father? Like, it's not grandfather. I thank you so much for always being here. You are the reason why I go hard with keeping my hair done because he used to have me with 5 a.m. hair appointments in the second and third grade, yes, so thank him. Thank you so much for just always being here for me. Terry, I love you so much. We've never had the typical aunt and niece relationship, and I thank God for that because it's always been a strong friendship from when I was born, remembering from when I was still in the crib. I can literally remember that, and I just thank you so much for always being here. I thank you so much for always being who you are and how you are with keeping this family together and making sure we do certain things together, and I always admired your sisterhood with my mother, you know, because y'all two are the reason why, again, here on earth, why I aspire to be a better big sister, and now my sisterhood with my two sisters are very important. So I thank you. I love you so much. I'm still going to call y'all, but I have to make sure I say that publicly. So thank you two so much. Love you.